title of the reference Leap Folion is for to alert folk to the ways that the Scots lead was fleshed on, with some cultural and political hondling comprehend it. Alder Middle Scots, 1450 to 1550. About 1436 to about 1503, Robert Henryson, the Macker of Dunfermline, lived through their years. Made namely for his moral fables, grounded on the tales of Aesop, he was appearingly most active under James III. 1456, Gilbert Hayes' The Book of the Law of Arms, or Book of Battles, is the first dated work in Scots that we ken was set our fate another lead, out the French lead. 1468 to 69, Christian I of Denmark, Norway and Sweden, hidney the toker for his daughter Margaret's marriage with James III of Scotland, and se pawns his lands and rechts in Orkney and Shetland to the Scots croon. In 1470, William Sinclair, Earl of Orkney, sells his earldom to James III. About 1475, Blin Herries the Acts and Deeds of Sir William Wallace was written down in Wynne's Hour of the Day as a manuscript dated 1488. In this work, the adjectives and nouns Southron and sick-like, meaning Ingalls, Cheels and Ingalls folk, aften kithes. By 1500, the mark Southron was in use for to mean the Southronly distinct for Scots. 1482, a Southron army usurps and hoards the Scots lands in Tourne of Berwick. 1485, the Scots term Norn, sprung from the Norse word Norna or Norland lead, is first used for to distinguish the Norn lead in Orkney and Shetland for Scots. 1490, the Scots-born theologa Paris, John Ireland, writes in his Mirror of Wisdom in Scots for James IV. Ireland threeps that he kens Latin best, but is tenty of errors that are written in this tongue and in Ingalls, and refers sundry times to Ingalls meter, to writing in this language and in the common language of this country. About 1500, he tacks a tract anent penance and confession and sets it in this tongue and language, but notes that some folk doesn't approve of the hour setting a Halley writ in the Ingalls tongue. 1494, Adam Lutefoot, Kintyre Persuivant, and scribe to Sir William Cumming of Inner Alloche, is the first Kent scriver to use the common name Scots for the lead, when he translated out of French and Scots the heraldic work cried The Book of Order of Chivalry. 1498, Ambassador Don Pedro de Ayala, in writing to Ferdinand and Isabella Castile in Aragon, described the lead spoken by King James IV and said, His ain Hamilt Scots lead is as different for Southron as Aragon's is for the Castilian. Aragon's has Kent speckles in common with both Castilian, Spanish and Catalan, and swatches with the word stock of Biscayan. About 1500, the manuscript of Magnus MacCulloch of Rosshire that attended the Louvain in 1477 and signed was clerk to Archbishop Chevis of St Andrews, his until a wheen of prayers and poems in Scots, together with a glossar of Latin to Scots terms. Among them, hoc idioma, glossed as a lead. About 1500. A relation, or rather a true account of the island of England, that was written in Italian, said the Folion anent Scotland. The lead of the Scots is the same as the one of the Erse, and gay different for the Ingalls. But many of the Scots folk speaks Ingalls weel, on account that they trot wi in another on the borders. 1506, the Sedran Book of Embra Council records that Thomas Arnott, yin of the Sergeants of the Borough, proclaimed letters of King James IV at the Mercat Course in Vulgari Lingua Scotica, ut omnes audientes populi presentes potuset intelligere, or in the common Scots lead that all the folk present in hearing Michdan or Stone. 1507, James IV grants a licence for a printing press to Walter Chetman and Andra Miller, burgesses at Embrough. Now, tacking on them to furnish and bring home ain print with all stuff belanging thereto, and expert men to use the samen. For imprinting within our realm of the books of our laws, acts of parliament, chronicles, mess books and portius, after the use of our realm, with additions and legends of Scots sanks new gatherit to be eke thereto, and all others books that shall be seen necessaire. 1508, the first print work printed by Chetman and Miller is the Portius of Nobleness, that was translated out of French and Scots by Maester Andrew Cadew. 1510, the oldest document in Scots for Shetland, is a decree by Nicol Hall, lawman of Shetland, dated at Tingwall, and then lands in the parochia of St Andrews in Orkney. This is folied with a deed of seizing in Scots by Thomas Olison of Vister to Mr. Henry Fancouth, Archdean of Shetland, a lands in Shetland. It is dated at Tingwall in Shetland in 1525. About 1513, deeth a courtly maker Willem Dunbar. He and maker Walter Kennedy of Carrick, a Gaelic speaking earth, held a new wheel-kent flighting in Scots, wherein they refer to the leads of Scotland as Ingles and Irish. 1513, the maker Gavin Douglas finishes his hour setting of the Roman Virgil's Latin Aeneid into Scots as the Aeneidos. In his prologue, Douglas distinguishes Scots, our own language, for the lead of England, cried Southron. Douglas, as we all regard it today, is one of the broadest vernacular makers in Europe at the own time. 1521, John Mayer, otherwise John Major, a East Lothian body, was signed a theologue, philosopher and historian at both Paris and St Andrews. In 1521, he set forth his Latin Historia Majoris Britanniae, the whole island of Britain in fern years. And in this work, said that three leads was spoken in the island. The first of their yins, in the Southland parts, is the Welsh lead. This is in use among the Brets that speaks the British lead. The second yin is spread mair braid through the island, and is in use among the wild Scots and the island Scots. And this is the Erse tongue, though it mich be called Brocken Erse. The third tongue of this island, and the heed maist, is the Ingles, that's spoken by the Southrons and by the domestic Scots. Mayer shed Scotland's folk into Scotti Silvestres, or wild Scots, and Domestici, or domestic Scots, and commented further that the Erse tongue is in use among the first, the Ingles lead among the hinner. Whoever, further into his work, Mayer states forby, as we Southland Scots differ in our speech for the lead of England on account that we neighbour the wild Scots. Sicklike the folk of Picardy in the use of the French lead on account that they neighbour the folk of Flanders. 1525, the Ingles ambassador to Scotland, Magnus, reports him that he was sent a letter of the Duke of Albany, the copy whereof, both in French and Scottish, I send unto your grace. 1529, the work Emblems of Alciat by Bartholomew Anua is set forth at Lyon, France. He makes mention of the Scots philosopher Florence Wilson, kent as Wollison for Elgin, that talked at Paris and Carpentras. Anua leet at him as speaking Greek, Latin, French, Italian and Escossais, and Wilson did write in Scots forby. About 1530, Murdoch Nisbet, a Hard Hill Loudon in Ayrshire, makes the first hale Scots version of the New Testament. It is set hour for John Purvey's version of the Wycliffe Bible in Ingles, and plenishes us with a good spring heed for making compare a pints of difference, or sibness, between the twa leads. 1530s, the Sederant Book of the Borough, Aberdeen, plenishes the first glyphs of the Ken Speckles of North East Scots, count the day as the Doric. 1533, John Gough of Perthshire, while biding in Denmark, oversets a Lutheran text for Danes into Scots as the right way to the kingdom of heaven. Say that, all whilk understands the Scots tongue may have with them. He draws on the German version for by. 1534, the Acts of the Lords of Council in Edinburgh refers to their new books made by the said Luther's sects, both in Latin, Scots, Ingles and Flemes, or heretical books written by the foliars of the religious reformer Martin Luther in Latin, Scots, Southern and French. 1536, John Bellenden, otherwise Ballantyne, is asked by King James V to overset Hector Boyce's Historia Gentis Scotorum as Chronicles of Scotland, though Bellenden ekes materially his ain for by. It is translated lately in our vulgar and common language, meaning the lead most commonly spoken, and is the first prose history of Scotland to be set forth in Scots. Bellenden was for by a poet in our set work by the Roman Livy. 1540, Sir Dovet Lindsay, Lord Lion King of Erems and Macker in Scots, he's a first shown a version of his play Ain Satire of the Three Estates, afore James V in his court at the Palace of Lythgoe. At Sindri Times, Lindsay refers to poems intil our vulgar tongue and writing of vulgar and maternal language. Vulgar in nadies meaning the common lead spoken that was na Latin. 1542. The English traveller Andrew Boord sets forth in London the first book of the Introduction of Knowledge. Boord had spent time in Scotland, and leads the mony leads kent and spoken athin England. And among them, there is also the northern tongue, the which is true Scottish, and the Scots tongue is the northern tongue. Syne he gives an account of Scotland, and says, in Scotland they have two sundry speeches. In the north part and the part joining to Ireland, that speech is much like the Irish speech. But the south part of Scotland and the usual speech of the peers of the realm is like the northern speech of England. Whereof, if any man will learn to speak some Scottish, Boord gives a table of numbers in both Southern and Scots, followed by a twa wide crack for to show who the twa differs. He ends his account by saying that, for as much as the Scottish tongue and the Northern English be like of speech, I pass over to write any more of Scottish speech. 1543. The Scots Parliament puts through an act that it shall be lethal to all our sovereign ladies' lieges to have the Halley right, both the New Testament and the Old and the vulgar tongue in Ingles or Scots. 1543. In a letter written by the Earl of the Lennox to his brother, Sir John Stuart in France, he complains to the one brother that he hath written so sharply to me as he did, both into France and into Scots. 1544, a letter for the Council of the North of England to the Earl of Shrewsbury reports the tacking of a Scots ship that had French and Scots aboard, along with a woman that could speak both Scottish and French. 1545, Donal MacDonald, heir to the Lordship of the Isles, gives out the oldest Kent document in Scots for Ulster, written at Knockfargus, or Knockfergus, by MacDonald's servitor and notar public, Patrick Cahoon of Pemwat, in the summer of 1545. 1548, Protector Summerside of England, and they days at Weir and Etland to use up Scotland with his army, declared to Scotland, that nation only beside England speaketh the same language, and as you and we be annexed and joined in one island, so no people so like in manner form language in all conditions as we are. The calendar of Ingles state papers of the time shows that it was common custom when receiving documents in Scots for the Ingles Chancery to make versions in the Southron lead so that they could better understand. Summerside's statement doesn't tack tent to Gaelic and Welsh in one island, meaning Britain. 1549. The Complaint of Scotland is set forth by an unkent author, though nowadays Robert Wedderburn, Vicar of Dundee, is deluged. This rare political tract in Scots speaks of the Scots lead as both Ken Speckle and its likeness with Suthran. The author states of his written language, "For I thought it noch necessary to have fared it e'en lard at this tractate with exquisite terms, whilks are noch daily use it, but rather I have used it domestic Scots language, maist intelligible for the vulgar people." He refers forby to writing in oor Scots language and to terms drawn frae Latin by reason that oor Scots tongue is noch sae copious and sae hidden been translated duly in oor Scots language. Whoever, in ent neighbourhead with England, he says, "There is no twa nations under the firmament that are mair contrair and different frae others, nor is Engels men and Scots men, who be it that they be with in ain isle and neighbours, and of ain language." And that's best expounded as the 16th century understanding of Southron Scots as both offspring of the old Saxon tongue, as it was termed in nae days. Yince again, this Disney tack tent to the Gaelic and Welsh leads in the island. 1549, the Latin work Directa et Emendata Linguae Graeciae Pronunciatione by Sir Thomas Smith makes reference to the differences between the ways that words are sounded through Southron and Scots tunes and cites a wheen instances.